Have they gone?
Yeah.
Thank God. I swear, if I had to spend a single second longer with Auntie Nora...
She left carrot cake.
Granddad's favourite. But you know what? I hate it.
You okay?
I'm just glad it's over.
I didn't know what to expect. Never been to a funeral before.
Death. It's just part of life, isn't it? I remember my first death. It was a cow birthing in the middle of the night and the calf got stuck. We called the vet to do an emergency caesarean. There was blood everywhere. And the noise. Oh, I'll never forget it. All the other cows started bellowing like they knew. They both died. I was 9 years old.
Yeah. But this was your granddad.
Did it?
It went well.
He's dead, and what could go wrong?
Someone could drop the coffin.
Half a dozen mistresses and a love child turn up. I don't think so, somehow.
I didn't know if you'd ever changed. It's been a long time.
Haven't slept for days. It's quite a journey for him. He'd hardly ever left the farm. Never even had a passport. A passport? Why would I be wanting a passport? He'd say. I've got everything I need right here. I was born here and I'll die here. And then he did. Right there, where you're sitting. We had some laughs, didn't we? Remember when we took the old bugger to Mablethorpe? The furthest he'd ever been.
Yeah. Oh, we couldn't get him out of that amusement arcade at Bobby's, Billy's.
Bibby's! Mr. Bibby's.
Oh, they had those big gold tokens with Mr. B in fancy letters, as if they're trying to be something they're not. And he was going crazy when they just touched a line and he lost. Then the chippy.
And the beach. He kept saying it all changed. It weren't like that in my day. But that was his day too. I don't know why people say that. Because they're all their days, aren't they? We finally got him to the shore. But he wouldn't take his shoes off.
He kept complaining about the sand getting in him. He did in the end.
He rolled up his trousers, still wouldn't take his socks off though. He stood there, teetering on the water's edge, stretching his arms out in front of him.
Only the waves didn't stop.
If you hadn't grabbed him, he'd have fallen in.
Oh, I remember that bit. He pulled away from me like I was filth.
He didn't mean it. It's just the way he was.
It's the way they all were back in the day. Probably still are. People are scared of change. They don't understand what they don't know. You don't know what it was like when Dad came to work at the hospital. People would stare at me like I was some exotic creature. Kids would point. Their mums would mutter dark words I didn't want to hear. And then later, after 9/11, they looked at me like they thought I was going to... I was just a kid.
You came. I didn't know.
Billy told me.
That'd be right.
I was always going to come.
It's a long journey.
Yeah. A long, bumpy journey. It was like driving to the world's end. Oh, someone had turned the sat-nav into this Aussie voice and it just kept telling me to watch out for the seagulls on the Barbie. Why didn't you write?
I didn't know about your letter. I thought you'd just upped and gone.
It took guts to put myself out there. To acknowledge.
Did it? You still can't even say it, can you?
I thought you knew.
Yeah. I thought I knew.
I waited. Every day, I waited for your reply.
I only found the letter after he died.
He said he'd seen the way I looked at you. That was disgusting. He wouldn't let me corrupt you. If I really cared about you, I'd go.
I thought you'd abandon me. All that time, I thought you didn't care. But now he's dead and everything's changed.
Has it?
Are you happy? There must be things you miss.
Yeah. Loads. I miss the seals at Donnanook. Eating ice cream on Skeggy Beach in January.
You could...
Could what?
Grandad's gone. He was the only thing stopping us. Now there's nothing to stop us being together. Isn't it time to come home?
That was Going Home, written by Rosanna McGlone and performed by Ariana Ramkalawan and Vicky Wilde. This piece is a part of Audio Tales, a project commissioned by Magna Vitae and supported using public funding by the National Lottery through Arts Council England. Thank you very much for listening, and if you enjoyed this piece, we encourage you to seek out and engage with the others.